Okay, we today are going to learn the Toshma of Maaseh Berabbi Gamliel. We'll continue our desire to understand Kinyan Agav. Toshma, again. The Gemara is coming to Debbie Dan on the Shaila. If Agav needs Siburim or doesn't need Siburim, so the Gemara brings a Rai. Maaseh Berabbi Gamliel is Canaan. Shall you buy him Besina? One time Rav Gamliel was in a boat with other Gedali Yisrael. They were coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Amar lahem Rav Gamliel l'zakenim. So Rav Gamliel told the zakenim, Yisr shani osad lamud, nosin loy l'yehoshua, umakayme muskaloy. That Rav Yeshua was a Levi. So he said, this Meiser, which I'm going to separate, should now be Nikne from right now to Yeshua, to Rabbi Yeshua. Umakaybai Moschalai. And the place where the Chometz is should be rented to him. So that he did a Kinyan Kesef. He gave him a Pruta and he was kind of the Karka. And with the Karka, he was kind of the Meiser. Obviously it was the third or sixth year that it was Maisa Ani, he had to separate. So he gave the Maisa Ani to Akiva ben Yosef, that he was a Gabai Aniyim, and he will be kind of that. The Gemara in Bav Metzia adds, the Rav Yeshua was a Levi, he now had to separate Trumas Meiser. So he separated Trumas Meiser from the... He never got this yet, right? Halachically, he got it. He was kind of with Kinyan Agav. So he said the Trumas Meiser of the Truma of the Meiser, which I got, should be Nikna too. And he was Maknet, I think it was Rabbi Eliezer, to a Kayin. And he was Maknet to him. Shmamina bein on Tziburim ba. So we see that you need Tziburim, because why did he say Mekaymai Moschaloi? So we see that you need Tziburim, otherwise why did he do it Dafka with Tziburim? And the Gemara is no Ryan. Shani Hasam ki hecha deloy l'trichinu, that he wanted, he should be able to own the karka where it is, he shouldn't have to remove it, somebody else's karka. So therefore, Mr. Derech, that when you makna such a thing, you makna with its makim, so that it won't be a tircha, it won't be a tircha for him. So, okay, the Gemara could answer that way. I guess the Gemara gave a svara. I mean, there's no hechruch. To prove something, you have to have a hechruch. So what's the hechruch makayim maskalai? Okay. Machinami. So the Gemara says a little more. It's not a chesar. It says a svar also. Okay, chalach. And kines bechlal. Okay, chalach with trichin. Or when Leo is going to be matriachim to take it away right away. But okay. Now, this is the ma'isa. This is the ma'isa which you have also in the beginning above Metzia with a bigger arichus and the sugi sa Gemara. Our Gemara assumes that it was a kinyan agav. The Gemara there is done if it was kinyan agav. And Mamela, the Gemara has arrived. Now, before I get into a discussion of some pratim, I would just like sort of to shtel avek. There are three machlokesei ha'paiskim, some of which we discussed already, but just because it gets confusing when you go into the shakla l'tarya, the raya's back and forth, you forget the main nakuda. So the main nakuda is today we're going to discuss three separate inyanim of machlokesei rishonim, machlokesei ha'paiskim. One shaila, which we had already, is if you can do kinyan agav when it's karka mizeh or metatal mizeh. When I give you my karka, and with that someone else is giving you metatal. Does the karka metatal have to come from the same person? Or could the karka and the metatal come from two different people? Pashtus, he would say, it's the same person that's giving the karka and the metatal. The Hamakna said, no, it works with karka mizeh, metatal mizeh. It could be from two different people. And he explained the Maisa, mebeduni echad, the chayla. He explained this way. If he bought karka for the other person, the karka became a tattoo, the karka came from one place, the tattoo from somewhere else. So the hamakna holds that you could do it. You could do kinyan agav with karka mizem and tattoo mizem. The ktsois disagrees, and the ktsois says that it does not help. That's the first machlekes rishayim, which we had, machlekes achrayim rather, which we had last week. Machlekes da machna miktsais, if karka mizeh, the tatl mizeh, if that works. There's a second machlekes, which I think I mentioned at the end briefly on Thursday. If hefker is nikna ba'agav, I told you last week that the ktsais says that hefker is nikna ba'agav. If I'm kind of your karka, I got the karka, I could be kind of metatlim which are on the karka. Then the sivis disagrees with this ktsais. As we'll see soon, the Nidib Yehuda also disagrees with the ktsais. So we have a second machlaikis. If hefker is nikna ba'agav. So we have one machlaikis, the hamakna the ktsais. The other ktsais is the one who says it does not work. Like karka mizeh metatlim mizeh. By a hefker being nikna ba'agav, it's a machlokes ktsais against the nesivis and the Nidib Yehuda. And here the ktsais is the one who says it does work. That's interesting. He holds from two people it doesn't work, but from one person plus hefker, then he holds it does work. That's a second machlokes. Then there's a third machlokes, which we're going to discuss right away. I can rent you a place and be machna agav with schiris. If I'm renting you, not selling you, I'm renting you an apartment or a piece of karka, could I do a kinyan agav to sell you metatalim with a rental of karka? Could someone do that? Someone that rents an apartment and with the apartment,
What's the difference? You put place, you have to repent or something.
The question, does it work? Let's say I tell you, I'll rent you my apartment, and with it, I'll sell you my furniture. So you do a kinyan on the rental, and you want to be kind of the kind of furniture with agav. So can I now back out? And I say, no, you weren't kind of. You say, I was kind of with agav. Does that kinyan work? Does this kinyan?
The whole house.
Let's say I'm renting the whole property. Whatever amount. As far as I know, they're not mechalik. I'm renting out the room with a metatlim are. The place where the metatlim is, then I'm renting.
You only rent that whole floor, you don't own the car, you're not renting the car, you rent out space.
If I rent out. Your question, Bechlal, anytime I rent something, am I renting the car or am I renting the space? That's what you're asking. Well, every rental. You rent an apartment. Are you renting the car? Are you renting the space? And if I'm renting out, oh, you mean if it's one floor, if it's one story of a building, one floor? Yeah, but remember, karka doesn't mean the karka that's all the way under the building. Even the floor right here, this floor here is karka. It's karka. This floor is also karka. I can be kind of a karka here, even though the floor underneath belongs to somebody in a different apartment. So that karka taka, I don't mean the earth, I mean the ground. The floor, what? No, maybe he says you're renting, maybe you're selling.
What?
Maybe you're selling in the place where
selling the house with the chametz is?
What's the question? See, if the king of chatzar. Yeah, who says you're renting? Who says maybe it's done? Okay, we'll see. I think we'll come to that. This last shaila is a Beferish Gemara, because we just learned the top line of Hosayin Amar Aleph, Nasan Layla Yeshua, Umlakai Me Maskalai. So this last shaila, can I rent, and with a rental of give karka, give it to him? It's a Gemara. Nasan Layla Yeshua, Makai Me Maskalai. There's no room for a machlaikis, right? Pashas. It's a Gemara that you could do it. And Lamaisa, it's true. If I own karka and I rent it to you, that kuli alma is maida that Agav helps in that type of service, where I own the karaka and I'm renting it to you. It's taka no machlaikis. There is a machlaikis in a case where I myself am a renter. I'm a tenant. I'm a renter. And now I am going to rent to you with a kinyan, with betalfel, with a kinyan agav. Somebody is subleasing. One person rented an apartment, now he's renting it to someone else. And with that, he's giving him the betalfel. That sounds far-fetched. It's just what happens all the time. Guys rent apartments, they commit, and then they go back to America and they rent it to someone else. Right? For whatever time they have. And usually they sell the furniture with it also. Rather, they do a kinyan. I don't think they know they're doing a kinyan agav, but they do, they mamish this case. Where people rent one to the other, and with it they sell the furniture that's there, the toaster ovens, whatever things are there. Shaila is, does it work? Again, what's the case? Where Reuven is himself a renter, and he is maskir to Shimon. Can he do kinyan agav where he himself was a renter? You say, why should be any different? We'll talk about it. Okay, Rabbi Gamliel was the owner. He rented to Rabbi Yeshua. So with that, he did agav with the Gemara. Question is, if person A is a renter, and he's renting to a second person, so that's a machlaikis. The Maritz says it doesn't work. Rabbi Kiva Eger says it does work. So that's why I'm mentioning it here. Good. This is a machlaikis. So I spoke out these three machlaikis, and these are the three dinim hilchos agav you have to know. Everything else we're going to talk is going to be with the lamdas. These are the three machlaikis. And again, could you do karka lezeh v'tatl lezeh? Could you do hefker? And could you do schiros? Could a seicher do schiros to a second seicher with kinyan agav? These are the three cases. Again, doesn't come up. People don't do agav that often. Just like people don't do chalipin that often, but I mentioned to you, I do it a couple times a year by chasanis, by ksuba, we do chalipin. So same thing, agav, I do generally agav twice a year. What do I do, kinyan agav? We sell the chavis to a guy. Ideally, we would do which kinyan to a guy? We sell guy chavis. So I do kesef, and Mashiach. Ideally, it would be Kesef and Mashiach. If I do Kesef and Mashiach, I'm safe. One of those two works, bango. But it's very impractical to do Mashiach on the Kadu Chametz. I would have to take a guy to every one of my Mishpalim's house and have to do Mashiach. It's not practical. So we don't do Mashiach. Once we don't do Mashiach, we start doing other Kinyanin. Mishnah Berurah says, we do Chalipin, we do a handshake. Mishnah Berurah says, Hamufcher Shebe Kinyanin is Kinyan Agav. If you can't do Mashiach, so the after Kesef, the next Mufcher Shebe Kinyan, and the Mishnah Berurah says is Kinyan Agav. And that we do. We sell, every time we do Kinyan, we sell Chametz to the guy. One of the Kinyanim we do is I rent the guy my boiler room, and he gives me money for it. I don't give him money back. He gives me $1, and he rents my boiler room for 9 days or 10 days. And Agav that, he's kind of all the Chametz. So that's Kinyan Agav. So a Maisa, I do it twice a year because I do a Mechiris Yidim or Mechiris Yidim. And I can't imagine ever doing Kinyan Agav any other time. I don't think anybody here has ever knowingly done Kinyan Agav. Yeah.
In the second case, the Kaka Hefker also wrong in the
Kaka. There'll be those who make a Chilek. I mean, if Hefker Agav Kaka. They're talking where it's Hefker Agav. They took by the Sager. They're both Hefker. But they're those. Now, these are three machlokes. Let's talk about, to whatever degree we can, to try to get into it. Okay, the last machlokes, the Maritra of Kiveg. If I'm a tenant, could I do it to someone else? I just realized, I don't know, if there's a Rav who himself doesn't own a house, if he's a renter, he'll have the Shiloh. Right? I own my house, Baruch Hashem. So when I sell it to the guy, looking at Agav, I'm asking to him, my boiler room, and I got the boiler room. I'm asking, I got all the chagas. So I'm fortunate I own my house. What happens if you have a rov who doesn't own his house? He's a tenant. So he's going to be master to the guy, his closet or whatever, and I got that, the chametz. So that'll be totally this machlokes is married to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Okay. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings a raya from this Gemara. In the Marid brings a raya from the previous Gemara. Each of them brings a raya, a farish, the way they understand, from two of the Toshmas that we had. What's Rabbi Kiva Eger's raya from the story of Rav Gamliel? Anybody? What's the raya from the story of Rav Gamliel? From the Trumas Meisers. From the Trumas Meisers. Yeah. It said the Meiser, Rav Gamliel, rented to Yeshua with a Kinyan Agav. So Rav Yeshua was kind of the Karka Beschirus. He gave a Pruta. He gave a Shava Pruta to Rav Gamliel. Gamliel rented him the Karka, rented, and Agav that, the Meisers. Then Rav Yeshua went. He separated Trumas Meisers, the pay, Trefet Trumas Meiser, and he was machnit then to a Kayan. With the same method of Kinyan Agav. So Zot Rebbe Kiva Eger, we see the Farish in the Gemara, the Rebbe Yeshua himself was only a tenant, he was only a renter. Because Rebbe Yeshua only got it from Gamliel, a Betiris renting. And then Rebbe Yeshua went, and he was mastered back to Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Lazar Menazariu, who's a Kayin. So we see Rebbe Yeshua was mastered with Kinyan Agav by renting something which he himself rented. The Farish of Gemara. That it works with Kinyan Agav, even a tenant could be masked here with Kinyan Agav.
Does it matter if the left from the near or not? Originally.
But who did the Kinyan? From who?
From Rabbi Yeshua.
From Yeshua. That means Rabbi Yeshua owned it.
Right, what's the Rabbi Gamliel's there? Would that matter?
I mean, maybe Rabbi Gamliel was the one. Well, maybe it'll make a difference. Okay. Well, you may be right. Okay, but this is Rabbi Kivega's raya from this Gemara. The Marit brings a raya from the previous Gemara. The Toshma by the Meduni Echad or by the Chayla Echad. Ein leitakana atchiikdim al gabi karka. Ma'asa ala v'laka b'sela. What happened? You have a man. He goes over to a gadol. He says, "What can I do? I want to be makna the meya, my meya side to my friend. What can I do?" He says, "Ein lei takana ella. There's no way you can do it. You have to go buy karka." This person, not everyone in the world owns karka, but just about everyone in the world, if you don't own, you at least rent. Is a mistaber that both stories, these are people that own meya tzayin and meya chavius. Some they own more. They've just marked it to one person, meya tzayin and meya chavius. Is a mistaber, maybe he didn't own karka. Is a mistaber, he wasn't at least renting karka. He didn't live anywhere. Where did he live? In the streets. It's mistaber, Zatanarit, that he had an apartment. He rented. So why did he have to go and buy halach v'lokach beisela samach liyushalayim? Or in the second case, halach v'lokach tzvayni. What was the case?
The second case is
halach v'lokach beis samach liyushalayim. So why do you have to do it for? Why didn't he just take? He had an apartment. Took it in Agav. What, I have to go buy real estate? I have real estate. I may not own it, but at least I rent it. Let me be makta with my schirus. I'll give a pruta of my schirus to somebody. And with that agav, he should be credited to meyatzai to meyachavis. Why did he have to go to buy? Right. So why did he go and buy a base seller? Why was he doing that? He wasn't interested in buying real estate. What? Inlay Takana, they don't care. Lahele Karka, what does that mean? He didn't own or he didn't rent? It means he didn't have any karka with which he could do agav. He personally had no karka. What? Going to happen is that you're in the terrace. The loyhoya like karka. No, because the hava mina was saying you don't need tzibur. So loyhoya like karka means he didn't own any karka, could he? But what? Maybe he gave away the karka already. Could be. Could be he gave away the karka already and now he was stuck. It could be. I wasn't there at the Maisa. It could be. Could be he had given it away already. But the Maritz says the Pashtus HaMaisa is that you have to own karka, and he didn't own karka, so he went to buy karka. But it's not Mustafa, he didn't rent karka. So Mamela, that's his raya. Okay, you can be mad for the raya that, like you say, maybe he gave away the karka already, maybe he didn't rent, maybe he lived by his children, as an old man, he lived by his kid's house, or by his parents' house. Anything could be. What? His in-laws are paying. Okay, it could be, everything could be. But even the in-laws pay, if you do rent, you're a renter. But as matter of pay. Especially for paying, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Are you a seich if you go to a hotel? It's interesting. I was once aware of Moshe when somebody came to ask him about a mezuzah in a hotel. A seich was chayav mezuzah. If he stays 30 days in a hotel, he has to put. So Moshe said that since the hotel has a right to change a room to another equal room, you don't have any kinyan in the room at all. So you're not a seicher in a room in a hotel, unless you make a kinyan on that room. They have no right to change it. At any rate, this is the Maritz Raisa, and the Maritz brings a raya from that Maisa. But the Kiva Eger brings a raya from here. The Kiva Eger is in his Hagoyis and Mishnayis on Satz Maisa Sheni Perik Hey Mishnah Tes. And whose raya sounds stronger? Kiva Eger seems to always have the Maritz raya. Is from Boshteit Nisht. Why didn't he do it? With all right, so maybe there was some Matzias that could answer it that we're not aware of. Reb Kivega's raya is Boshteit Yah, that Reb Yeshua Lamaisa was masked to Reb Loza ben Azaria, the Trumas Maisris. So Mamela, that would seem to be a raya. So we need a way to answer at least the Shita of the Marit from the raya of Reb Kivega. Reb Kivega seems to have a good raya. The Imre Bina Sefer Chashi Mishpat says that Rabbi Kiva Eger's raya is only a raya if you hold that you need to be kaina, metaltalim, and karka from the same person, like the Tzaisa Shita. Like metaltalim mizeh, but karka mizeh. That was one of the machlokes that I mentioned to you. The Ktzai said the karka and the metatlin have to be from the same person. So Rabbi Kiva Eger holds like the Ktzai, it's a very taka, very good raya, because then Rabbi Yeshua was makna the trumas meiser. So it had to be Rabbi Yeshua being makna the karka. So it's all Rabbi Yeshua doing it. You can't mix Rabbi Gamliel into the equation. However, could be the Maria told like the Hamakna in the other machlaikis, that the Maria told that karka mizeh metatul mizeh works. And if so, it could be Rabbi Gamliel was maschir the karka to the kayin. And agaboy, Rabbi Yeshua gave him the trumas maisers. In other words, if you hold that the Rabbi Yeshua is a renter, he doesn't own the karka. He's only a renter. So the owner of the karka is Rabbi Gamliel. So it could be Rabbi Gamliel was machir him the karka, and agaboy, the trumas maisers. And Mimela, if the Hamakna, the Marit holds like the Hamakna, then the Raya is not necessarily a Raya, because it could be there was Rabbi Yeshua that was being Makna. I believe it is, and so Makayim Muskalai. So with that, they were all there together trying to straighten this out. Remember, they weren't investing in real estate. They were trying to make it work. So Gamliel was standing there. Mekayma Muster Lai. He didn't say Aster Mekayma Lai. He said Mekayma Muster Lai. The Makkabi is rented to him. So it's a good problem. Could be gave the Prutah to Rav Gamliel, not the Prutah to Rav Yeshua. Well, the Gemara doesn't go into it. The ground in Lashon Muster Lai is very parav. Muster is... It's just the lashon that it is rented, not that I am renting it. But it would fit either way. I have to hereby rent it. Maybe Rabbi Gamliel was hereby renting it. Kaimai muskarlai. I mean, muskar means it's hereby rent. Okay. If you're not from Shaina Sagamari, you can't shluck off like that. So at any rate, these are the two machlokes. Now this whole shaila and svara should depend on what? If you could do agav at tzchiras. Svara, if you're a tenant, could you do kinyan agav? What should it depend on logically? Huh? Logically, it should depend on the taich of tzchiras, something which again we discussed earlier this year. We discussed the big machlokes. I remember we had maybe a dozen afghaninas. I don't know how many I'll remember today. But we had a shayla when I rented an apartment. Do I own the karka lizman? Do I own the apartment lizman? Or, no, the apartment belongs to the balabas. I have rights to use it. I own something abstract, not something physical. When you're a tenant, either you own the apartment for the lease, let's say it's a year. I own the apartment, the gosa karka, for a year. Or I have the right to use the apartment for a year, but the guf hakaka belongs to the other person. What? The renter? That would depend on his agreement. Probably.
If he owns it.
If included in his agreement is the right to.
Then you can do whatever he wants,
though. Okay, Rasvila is saying that if he owns it, he's allowed to knock down a wall. So you knock down a wall. So you're allowed to knock down the wall, but when the year's up, you have to give it back with the wall there. Unless he's asking. So when you may taka be allowed to, but you would have to later, you would have to still return it with it.
To sublet it.
Maybe that'll be enough kamina. That wasn't enough kamina we discussed, because subletting could be telling other things as well. But I think one nafkamina, Rabbi Chanan's case, it was based on Rishayim, was somebody rents an apartment, and then the landlord is magdish the house. He gives it to Hegdish. Does the tenant have to move out now? Is the tenant in a Hegdish? The mile of a Hegdish? Because he paid up front. He rented an apartment for a year. So now he doesn't want to pay Hegdish for rent anymore. So he rented the apartment. And now the owner goes and he's magdish the whole apartment house, the whole building. So could he say, well, you can only be magdish what's yours. This apartment is mine. You can't be magdish this. It's my apartment. You can't be magdish it. Hegdish is not chal. I can keep on living here. When my thing ends, we'll go to Hegdish. Or do we say, no, the apartment house belongs to Hegdish now. If he's Nehenda, he's a mile by Hegdish. So he's got to move out. Unless we'll make a rental agreement with Hegdish, I'll have to pay again. So B'chanan brought in the Kaivet Tzaris that this is a machlokes for Shainim, I think it was Tosis and the Ram, that Tosis held that it's Aser, and the Ran or the Ramban held that it was Mutter. And it's a good question. In 1 second. I'll get to that. Another nafkamina we had was Mechila. Let's say I rent an apartment, and during the rental of the apartment, I decide I'm moving out. And I tell the owner, I'm ready to go out. And then the next morning, I wake up, I say I'm not. I change my mind. Mechila, remember, does Mechila work if I own something? If I own a tape recorder, I say I'm Mechila to you. It's nothing. Not a kinyan. Mechila is not a kinyan. It's not a kinyan. If I own the apartment and I say I'm Mechila, I'm moving out, so this is Nachal. Mechila doesn't bind me. But if I don't own the apartment, all I have is rights to live there. I have a shibud on you. I have rights to live in your apartment. Then Mechila does work. What? I'm Mechila the shibud that you have. I'm moving out. And I'm Mechila you. I paid for a year's rent. I'm moving out after 9 months. I'm Mechila the rest. I tell the landlord. The next day I changed my mind. So according, if you hold that rental is only the gufa karka, mechila is meaningless. If you hold I don't own the gufa karka, I just have shibudim on you, I have a right, then mechila works. Remember we had another nafkamina by if a ger rents an apartment and he dies. Say a ger rents an apartment and he dies. Can anybody come now and chap the siris? Or make a kinyan chazaka, whatever kinyan make on siris? Could he chap it? Again, if the ger owns the karka for a year, so when he dies, it becomes hefker. Anybody can come and grab it. If the ger doesn't own anything, just someone owes him a shibud to let him live there, then when the ger dies, then the whole thing is off. What? Doesn't? Does it originally? You mean maybe the original owner should be like an evet, who's toughest in himself. So maybe the owner should be toughest in it himself. How is the owner toughest? If he made a Kenyan, what Kenyan did he make? It's funny, I don't know, maybe if it's a two-story building and the landlord is downstairs and the other fellow is upstairs, I don't know, could you be kind of a second floor with a Kenyan chatzar or the first floor? Maybe. It's in his chatzar, it's half grand, it's in his chatzar. Then you'd be right. Because if you have an apartment house and somebody rents one floor and the ger dies, so then you're right. Some of the owner will be kind of a Kenyan chatzar if he owns what's under it. But Stoma, let's say he rented the whole house, the whole field. So then when he dies, the owner has to do a Kenyan to get it back. Yeah? It's in his chatzar. It's a hefka chatzar in his chatzar. Stop, you could be kind of, I don't know, Ryan. So these were three nafkaminas. I think that we suggested also to be Taylor the machlekes of mezuzah in this shaila. Because the machlekes, the two balitaisis and menachis, if you rent an apartment, you have to put up a mezuzah, right? That chi of mezuzah is the raisa de rabbanon. So there are two shitas and taisis. One sheet and taisis is the raisa. Once you rent for 30 days, a chislaretz, or even one day in Eretz Yisrael, you consider it a dar, and it's beisachol v'sharecha. The second sheet in Taisus is no. In a Torah, you have to own it. It's just marasayin. If you live there 30 days, it looks like you own it. So midrash said, Rabbanim b'kaisach marasayin, that you have to put a mezuzah. What's the machlaikis? If a renter has to put a mezuzah, so we suggested that it's totally in this, maybe. If you hold that the renter owns the karka, so then it's mechuyav mezuzah, it's beisachol. It was a man, but it's beisachol. But if you hold that he doesn't own it, he just has a right to live there, but he doesn't own the car, he doesn't own the house, so then it's taka mestavri, that's only a drabana, because he has a right to live there. So the owner doesn't have to put mezuzahs, the landlord, because he's not living there. If you own a building, you don't live there, you don't have to put. The one who is living there, he doesn't own the building. So therefore there would be no chiyuv derais. That was the fourth possible nafkamina. So we came up with, so what do we have? Nafkamina, Rav Chanan's case, with being magbish the house, and Nisei Hager, and the mezuzah case, and Mechila works, that's four nafkaminas. We had more nafkaminas about, we talked about kinyanim, about kinyan chatzar. If you could be kind of kinyan chatzar if you're a renter. That wasn't so, it wasn't as pashut, but Luchair is also telling you this. These are all nafkaminas in a renter. If you rent an apartment, do you own the gufa karka, or do you only own the right to use the karka? That's a shaila by schiris. It's mistaver that this machloikis, if you're a renter, could be makna with Kinyan Agav what he's doing, Agav his rental, may be tali. And how you look at it, it's certainly, one thing is for sure, if you look at a renter that he owns the Gufa Karkal as man, then it's certainly mistaver that he could do Kinyan Agav. That half is for sure. If he owns it as man, so it's certainly mistaver that with Kinyan Agav he could be makna. If you learn the other way, that he doesn't own all his money, he only has a right to use it, then you could clap. He only has a right to use it. So how does he, it's the Yosef Mistava, that he can't be Makna with Kinyan Agav. Because he doesn't own it. How does he, why Kinyan Agav? Kinyan Agav of what? It's also Mistava that doesn't work. So it comes out, L'chayr and Svara, the two ways of learning Sfiras should, this not like it. If between the Marit and Rabbi Kinager should depend on how you look at tchiras. I'm not saying it's mukhlich this way, but it's very glad. You know, it's very often that you have a certain topic in halacha. There's one chakira, which so many things end up being told in. A lot of, like, tchiras, this shayla, tchiras, do you own the gufa karka, don't you? seems almost everything you bump into that has to do with tzeiros has some possible connection to the nida. And here, it certainly sounds like a possible shaychus, a possible connection to the nida. That Tosis, Nemzan for Pashtos, Sefer Ketuvim Niskabel Schar Zemizeh, Tema, Lomalei Hiknu Lai Amokim B'Chalifin, Shemeskiru Sei Nikta B'Chalifin. Tosis wants to say that maybe Chalifin doesn't work for Kini Chalifin. Why should Chalifin doesn't work for Schirus? If I rent an apartment, I do a Kinyan Chalipa with the landlord, it doesn't work. Why shouldn't it work? Why shouldn't it work? Why should Chalipa, we said, works everywhere. So why should it work by Schiris? So Vaita could be, if you hold a renter gets the Guf HaKarka, then Chalipa should work. Chalipa means I'm trading, I'm giving you this, you give me something. If you're giving me the Guf HaKarka, Mustafa, it should work. You're not giving me Guf HaKarka anything. You're just letting me use it. Shabbat yourself. So then, okay, Shibud HaKarka maybe do work with Chalipin. Maybe don't work with Chalipin. It could go both ways. But if you hold serious with the Guf HaKarka, then certainly Mr. Avra should work by Chalipin. Why shouldn't it work? Chalipin works with the Tanai. You're trying to get at... Chalipin was man. For Kenyan was man. So your whole Chalipin doesn't help for a Kenyanless man, then it'll be good. You're right, that's what Tosis and Erechin, which that was it? Tosis Lamed Aleph says that Chalipin doesn't work on Kenyanless man. And that's what Tosis seems to say, Taka is the explanation of our Tosis, which is not exactly the same thing I'm saying. Like you're saying, the Chalipin doesn't work in Kinyanimus man, even if I'm going to give you a Torah of Nasmahazah. That doesn't work by Chalipin. So it's a different explanation of why, of what the Tosis may well be. Alright, so this is the Nidain. Again, Klar, could a renter be Maskil with Kinyan Agav? Chalik is my Ritter, be Kiveger? Could. Does Chiris work in Gofakarka? L'chayra, it should be Tali Zabizeh. And Meila. Now this the clair of whether Chiris works Agav is Achrayim, my Ritter B'Kidegah. The clair of how Chiris works is Rishayim. Taisis and Avodah Zarah, and a number of places in Shas. This is Rishayim. The Shach in Chayshim Mishpat in Mishin Yed Gimel brings on the shine of whether when you rent you own the gufa place or not. He says l'chayra from our Gemara should be a raya, because our Gemara, forget about the levi being master to the kayin. That's Rabbi Kivega's raya. I don't mean forget about it, but I mean beside that, Rav Gamliel himself, when he was makta to Rabbi Yeshua with Kinyan Agav, why was he makta? Sechiris. And with the Sechiris, Agav, he was marked with the fruits, the vegetables, the produce. That Gufa is a raya, which way? That Gufa a raya, that you own the Gufa Karka. That's a fact, and Gamliel was marked it to him, the Karka. And Agav, the Karka, the wheat that was on the Karka, he was master it to him. Is that Mashmi is giving him the Guf HaKarka? What does it mean Agav if he wasn't giving him the Guf HaKarka? Agav works with Tchiris of what? Of Karka. If I rent you my car, I can't do Agav. So you don't own the Guf HaKarka, how can you have Agav? Agav is only Agav Karka. So it's a riot, is some ownership in the Guf HaKarka, isn't it? Mechila works and I don't own anything. How does Agav work? What kind of bailos do I have on the Guf HaKarka? And the Shach brings this raya and he says it's not a raya because das makna efshir shema das makna shani, something like that. I don't know what he means. Shema das makna shani. I don't know what he means. But from here, he at least he wants to bring a raya, and he answers it. I don't understand how he answers it. All right, so this is the first discussion for today. This discussion about schiras, how it works. L'chayra, I don't know. I attack have to be ma'irer by mechiras chametz that if there's a rav who's only a tenant, he should not rely on kinyan agav. The Mishnah Berurah calls him mufresh b'kinyanim. It's a kinyan we rely on for mechiras chametz. And if he's only a renter, he's getting into a machlaikas merit or b'kiva eger. So why get into a machlaikas merit or b'kiva eger if you can do it differently? You can somebody who owns character could be machlaikas for a guy with an agav. Well, nobody else. Somebody makes me a shliach to sell the karka. Let's say you come to me, make me a shliach to sell the karka. You don't do any kinyan agav. I do the kinyan agav with the guy. I'm your shliach. So I do a kinyan, I do kinyan agav. It's a good point. Okay. We'll get to that as well. Okay. That was answering his question. Okay. All right. So this is the first dinyan here of kinyan agav. Zeh. The second union of Kinyan Agav that has to do with this Maaser of Gamliel has to do with the Ktzais about a Hefker being Nikna Ba'agav. Because the Gemara of Metzia adds a Knej to this Gemara. There's a machlaikis if Tevas Hanoi is Mammon or not. Anybody familiar with machlaikis? Tevas Hanoi Mammon, Alav Mammon? Know what that means? It's one machlaikis I had in Shas many times, including Mesechus Kedushin, and I never understood it. I'll tell you what it says, and I'll tell you what I always had a kasha on. Like my Oidi, I remember learning Kedushin in my second year of Beis Medrash and having this kasha. And from then till now is a couple of years. I have this kasha. I found our Sameach Taka who in the Chedushim Ramei Simcha Lashas who makes the kasha. But Gemara says the machlekes of Tevas Hanazman. What's Tevas Hanazman? Let's say I have something. It's not mine. Someone gives me something. Someone takes $100. He says to me, "Hey, I'll give you $100. You can't take it for yourself. You only have a right to give it to whoever you want. That's why I'm giving you $100. Well, you give it out to whoever you want." Let's say he wants to give it to Aniyim. So he gives it to me, he says, "You can give it to any Aniyim you want." He wants to give it to Leviim. He says, "Give it to any Levi you want." He wants to give it to people sitting and learning. Give it to anybody you want. What do I own? He gives me $100. Do I own the $100? No. It's the Shayman. It's not my money. What do I own? Chazal's expression for that is, I own Tevas Hanor. The right to give it to whoever I want. That's what I own. If you separate Trumas, you're Yisrael. What are you going to do with the Truma? You don't own the Truma. Truma belongs to the Shevet Akuna. You have Tevas Hanor. You have a right to give it to whomever you want. That's called Tevas Hanor. So Machlek is in the Gemara. Is Tevas Hanor Mamin? Or is Tevas Hanor Lav Mamin? What does that mean? Does Tevas Hanor is worth something? It's considered Mamin. It has value. Or Tevas Hanor Lav Mamin? Tevas Hanor has no value. Now, why would you say? Does Tevas Hanor have value or not? I think everyone would agree Tevas Hanor has money. Has value. I understand Tevas Hanor money. Tevas has a value. There's a man in the Gemara, Tevas Hanor lav mamin. Tevas Hanor is considered it's not worth a pruta. Not worth anything. The kasha I always had was sometimes I give people a matan. I say I give someone a gift. Well, a big gift. I have a soda. So I give someone soda. So what does that mean? I own the soda. But I'm giving my friend the matan, I'm giving him a cup of soda. Is it worth any, how much is it worth to me to give him a cup of soda? How much do you think? I think it's worth the value of the cup of soda. If a cup of soda is worth 15 cents, it's worth 50 cents for me to give it. Because if it's not worth 15 cents, I wouldn't have given it to him. I don't have to give it. So, but you see that my right to give it away, it's worth something. It's worth 15 cents to me to give somebody something. If I give somebody something that's worth $1, it's worth $1 to me, or else I wouldn't have given it away. If it's worth 50 cents to me, I wouldn't give away $1. I wouldn't spend $1 on 50 cents. What? Or maybe worth more. Yeah, maybe to me it's worth more than a dollar. I want to be my friend. I give him $10. I'm giving you 15 cents. But certainly worth, it's, I mean to say, a raya that the etzem giving matonis is worth something. So you could tell me, if you give me something, I give it to whoever I want. So assuming most human beings have other human beings they'd like to give matonis to. I give it to whoever I want. So that's worth. If I can only give it to Kayanim, it's worth less. I'm restricted in the group I can give it to. And maybe I don't have any friends who are Kayanim that I'm interested in giving gifts to. But it's more likely that I do have somebody who's a Kayanim that I'm interested in giving gifts to. It's hard to understand to say, Toiv HaSanu Olav Mamon, period. What? It's similar to our discussion we had by Arif, that's right. Similar to, it's almost the same discussion we had there. I'm telling you over here, this man yama tevis no moment, it is moment. And we take rather, I think, Kaska tevis no moment. But the man yama tevis no lav moment, I always had a hard time. I remember, where is it, the second parak, there was a, tevis no lav moment, second parak, later in the Mesechta. So I remember there was a Ramea Simcha I found there. He says that avada tevis no is worth something, but it doesn't link in the chayfetz. It links in the person has the ability to give things. Doesn't link in the chayfetz. It's very lumdish shechilik. So it tells no lav moment is not moment in the guf hadavar. It's moment in the gavra. Just you can't give things away unless you have a chayfetz to give. But it doesn't link in the thing itself, which is an interesting mahalach. But why am I bringing this up? The Gemara says in Bav Metzia, Rav Gamliel gave it to Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, Mekayim Maschalai. Gemara says if you hold tevis hano lav moment, kinyan agav does not work. This story, if it happened with Kinyan Agav, only works if Rav Gamliel Rav Yeshua held Teva Sanah Mamin. Because if Teva Sanah is not Mamin, you can't be Makne with Kinyan Agav. As a statement of Gemara. Teva Mamin, you can give with Kinyan Agav. If Teva does love Mamin, you can't give Teva Sanah with a Kinyan Agav. As a statement of Gemara. So this Gemara, that Teva Sanah is... that doesn't work with Kinyan Agav, seems to be a raya that Hefker doesn't work with Kinyan Agav. It's not Mistavar that Hefker is less than Tevis Ano. It's a Dover. If I could be kind of a Dover Hefker with Kinyan Agav, I certainly could be kind of the Truma, the produce itself, the one who's receiving it is Mamish receiving it. It's just the giver who doesn't own it totally. Exactly like Hefker. Hefker, the one who gets it, gets something Mamish. Meiser also, Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua gets something Mamish. Just the giver, there's no giver. Sefka, there's no giver. If you'll tell me something, I'll have mamin, so there's no giver. Well, why should it be worse than Hefka? So from this Gemara, the Sivis holds as a raya that Hefka is Einai Nikna Bikinyanak. A very big nafkamina laharacha. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. And this thing happens every once in a while. Somebody went to sell chametz to a guy, and the guy was delayed. That's the pachad. Every rav has. The guy doesn't show up. You start waiting for him, and waiting for him. You have to sell the chametz before there's man is around up. So the guy has to show up. So, maisa shahaya kachaya. The guy didn't show up. By the time they did the kinyanim, it was after chatzos. And there's already his man is deraisa b'hano. Something is also ba'anah in a Torah, then you can't sell it. It's worth nothing, right? There's no bailus. We had in Pesachim. There's no bailus in something that's also ba'anah. So the mechira is not chal. What's the shayla? The mechira is not chal. Then what? Then it's chamish avodah v'pesach, and it's all also ba'anah. Finished. So night of Yehuda. Is mesupik the following? Maybe Yehuda has a yisaid that chametz she'avar lava Pesach is only asa ba'anah if a yid owned it at the end of Pesach. Why he has this yisaid is not negev for today, but only if a yid owned it at the end of Pesach. If he owned it Pesach gufa or certainly erev Pesach before Bayi Rav Bayi Matzah, then there's no knas of chametz she'avar lava Pesach. Who declares? You have to picture in your mind what happened. This person went to a guy and sold the chametz erev Pesach in the afternoon. He did all the kinyanim. The kinyanim don't work. Why don't the kinyanim work? Why does that work? Because he doesn't own it. Had he done Meshicha, had the guy taken it, the Adayim, and picked it up, it would be the guy's. Because Chametz on Pesach is Hefker, it's valueless. So the guy could have been kainet. But then we don't do Meshicha. We do Kesef and Chalifin and Agav and Kinyan Chatzar and Kinyan Chali and Kinyan Stuta. The Kinyanim we do don't work. If the Kinyanim are, I'm Makna to you. I can't be Makna something to you if it's Hefker. Why does this Shaila tell me? The guy did Kinyan Agav. The seller rented to the guy his boiler room, and I got that, the Chametz. The Chametz was now Hefker. Because it was ready our pesach in the afternoon. Chametz is Hefker. The Hefker things. Was the guy kind of the Chametz? This is Toloi in the Shaila of is Hefka Nikna Bekinyan Agav? Zachnaib Yehuda, it's Toloi in this Ketais. Whether this Chametz is Chametz Shavala of a Pesach or not, I already told you that Yehuda's Maskana is like the Nesivis, that it's not Nikna. He says something very posh. He says, where do we learn Agav from? We learn Agav from Yehoshaphat. The place where we learn Kinyan Agav from, there was a Makna. There was a Makna. Agav only works with a Makna, and therefore the Chametz is awesome. Isn't that viewed as Psak in this Machlaik? Okay, so we have two of the three Machlaiks in Meredi with Chametz Dikanaf Gaminas, right? The first Daf Shaila was Schiris. Could you do Schiris with Kinyan Agav Sas and Afkamina by Chametz? And then we have this Shaila and Abihuda Shaila. The third thing. The third Machlaik is Karka Mizeh, Metalka Mizeh. Does it work? So I said it does not work. Hamakna said it does. When I sell Chametz to a guy, I'm representing a lot of Yidden. I'm representing, 150, 200 families. So I'm selling Chametz for 200 families. What do I do with Kinyan Agav? I rent the guy my boiler room, and Agav the boiler room, he should be kind of all the other Chametz. It's Karka Mizem, it's Hapla Mizem. It's my Karka and other people's Chametz. Maybe I'm selling my Chametz too, if I have Chametz. So, but I'm also doing other people's Chametz. What? I could buy the chametz. I'll tell you the truth. I prefer not to own so much chametz on Pesach. Even with selling it to a guy. I always tell my Baal-Badim, they always say, the guy sells chametz to the Rav. I announce every year, if you're going to sell chametz to the Rav, go to someone else. I'm not interested in buying your chametz. I don't think any Rav, it's an expression in Yiddish, verschreiben the chametz. You don't sell the chametz to the Rav. The Rav doesn't want to buy your chametz. You make the Rav a shliach to sell your chametz. One second. You make the Rav Shlitz sell your chametz, but you're not selling the chametz to the Rav. What? The Kinyan is not ma'akiv, it's just the Kinyan is to make the shlifas. If you can't chalip in, you're after the milsa, just to obligate yourself. You really don't have to. It's not a raf for the milsa, since the whole thing's arama, so we make you do a Kinyan short series. So this bothered me when I learned Kedushin last time around. It bothered me, I'm doing it wrong. So I found in the Imre Bina, he has the Shaila, and he says, like Shmuley started to say, that if you're the Shliach of someone to sell the Chametz, so then you could do it with your Karka and his Metatl. Shluch HaShalom Kavaisi helps us. I write that the Karka Mizeh, Metatl Mizeh, which the Ketzais holds, does not work. But the shliach, just like the shliach uses his handkerchief for chalipin, the shliach could use his, if you hold he's using his handkerchief, so the shliach could use his karka for a kinyan agav. So that's why he says that that's also, he says that that's not an issue. As I state in Rabina, that's his way of doing it. What? And you? You go to Rav.
I go to Rav.
You see, it's interesting because when we do it with the guy, first we do a Kinyan Agav. I rent the guy my boiler room, and I got the boiler room all the chametz. Then the guy does kinyan chatzar on the chametz. The guy gives me another dollar, and more than a dollar, he's a pruta per each person, however many dollars, and he's kind of the karka under the chametz, and with that, the kinyan chatzar, the chametz. Yes, I don't understand, why don't we already do kinyan agav there also? Lamaisa, you are selling your karka together with the chametz by kinyan chatzar. So why don't we do agav also, and then we have to come onto this terrace? So I'm not sure, I think it's just not practical to explain to the guy, we're doing this, and you're going to be kind of the chametz, cyber kinyan chatzar, cyber kinyan agav. It's just, how do you explain that? It's hard enough this way. So I think that's why we try to separate it. But okay, so these are three machlaiksin, and three examples of nafkaminas, but three machlaiks and nafaiskin. Okay, tomorrow we'll certainly get to the two dots, we'll leave that there, but...